This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 21st, and the whole week ahead. Probably one of the most important weeks of your year, maybe even your life, because it starts with a full moon in your sign, and full moons are the end of a cycle, it's the end of a chapter. So over the next 2 weeks, things will happen that will make you realize that your life, your situation will never be the same again. What it is, you just have to accept and move on. Here's your Sunday stars. The Sun's opposition to Mars in your sign does put the challenge on a relationship. It can be argumentative, it's tempestuous, it's fiery, and it can be very difficult. My advice is when it comes to you and somebody else, don't do something you'll live to regret. So if you do something rash or reckless or just imprudent, then it's going to be very difficult to get back into someone's good books or they into yours. A difficult, challenging day, period, for relationships. And here's your Monday stars. Things can cool down a bit today, but it means that you've got to look at life situations in a different way. It's almost as though the old regime, the old way of doing things or dealing with a person is finished. It's all over. And you now need to deal with your life in a brand new way. Be ingenious, be clever, be bright. Because looking at the old ways, but with new and fresh eyes, is the way forward. Here's your Tuesday stars. Venus moves into Gemini. Well, she brings a salve to sour relationships. Venus is the goddess of love, and so therefore things can work out. But would it be with the same person? Two ways of looking at this. If you've had a relationship that's very difficult and things have gone bad, the next few weeks can be a reconciliation and giving something another chance. If you're with somebody, it can mean a commitment, a marriage, and making something wonderful. And equally, if you've got no one in your life, it can mean meeting someone. Here's your Wednesday stars. Venus in your seventh house now opposes Mars. You had Sun opposition Mars, now you've got Venus opposing Mars in your sign. This is all about relationships again. Oh, goodness me, if only I had the time to tell you everything I want to say, but I haven't. The only thing I can say is, if there is tension and stress in a relationship now, you can work things out if you really want to. But if you want to use it as an excuse to end things, then you can do that too. Here's your Thursday stars, one of the most powerful and difficult aspects you're going to get. Because Jupiter, your ruler in Virgo, in your 10th house, squares Saturn in your first. Read all about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Jupiter in the 10th, squares Saturn in the first, because this is about your destiny. And the most important advice I can give you is, all good things must come to an end. And before you jump out of the frying pan into the fire in a situation, make sure you know what you want with your ambitions and you know what you're doing personally. Here's your Friday stars. Yesterday's Jupiter square Saturn is such a big aspect. It's momentous. And it will change your life between now and the middle of September. The phrase that springs to mind now, Sagittarius, is be careful what you wish for. Why? Because you may get it, and when you get it, you may not want it.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.